It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley. And hey, we got a great subject this week. We're talking about the subject of miracles. You know, miracles are not just ancient stories recorded in the Bible, but they're living realities that continue to unfold in the lives of ordinary people today. In the Bible, you see the parting of the Red Sea. You see Jesus healing the blind, and the scriptures are just filled with undeniable demonstrations of God's power in what we call miracles. But if miracles were only something of the past, then what hope would we have today with our present struggles? But the truth is, God has never changed. The Bible said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's never stopped working miracles, and his power is just as real today as it was thousands of years ago. This week, as we're exploring the subject of miracles, we're going to see some miracles in the ancient times in the Bible, and we'll see miracles in our modern world. You know, a lot of people believe that miracles have ceased, that they no longer take place, but I believe with all of my heart that miracles happen today just like they did in the days of the Bible. The Bible tells us, with God, all things are possible, Matthew 19 and verse 26. And Jesus made the statement, he said, anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing, and he will even do greater things than these. That's John chapter 14 and verse 12. I believe God's miracle power is not limited by time and space or circumstances. He's still in the business today of healing the sick, transforming lives, and the same God who parted the sea can intervene in your situation today, and God can do a miracle. Now, you might be thinking today, Keith, what is a miracle? People use that word casually to describe anything unexpected. You know, if they have a last-minute victory in a baseball game or some great financial breakthrough, they call it a miracle. To some people, finding a parking space in a crowded lot, to them, is a miracle. But true miracles go far beyond coincidences or just good fortune. A miracle is a divine intervention where God does a supernatural event that defies logic or natural laws. It's God stepping into the affairs of our everyday lives in a way that only he can do. Now, the dictionary defines a miracle as an extraordinary event that demonstrates God's power and surpasses human ability and reveals his glory. Throughout the scriptures, we see miracles serving sometimes as a sign so God can point his people towards himself. They're not just displays of power, but they're God's manifestations of his love and his mercy and his desire just to bring people into a deeper relationship with him. In the Bible, in both Hebrew and Greek, the words for miracles really convey the idea of signs and wonders and mighty works. And these words, they emphasize that miracles are more than just random acts. They're pointing people towards God. The Bible's filled with different kinds of miracles, and today I want to just share a few of those different kinds. There's miracles of deliverance. One of the first miracles we see in the Bible is God delivering his people from Egypt, an impossible situation. And God parted the Red Sea in Exodus chapter 14 to deliver his people. You remember Daniel in Daniel chapter 6? He was in a lion's den, an impossible situation where he should have been devoured. But what did God do? God kept him safe. And Daniel used those lions as a pillow as he slept that night. And God kept his servant safe. How about Paul and Silas? We read in Acts chapter 16, they were in a prison and God delivered them from that prison. So sometimes in our life, we need deliverance. We need God to rescue us when we're trapped and things look impossible. Our God rescues his people from impossible situations. And then there's miracles of healing. I know I experienced one in my life. About a year ago, God began healing my body when I couldn't even walk. And God brought me back to being able to walk again, and he did a miracle in my life. In the Bible, Jesus healed the blind, he healed the lame, he healed the deaf. And you find those miracles in Matthew 9, Mark chapter 7, John chapter 9. The New Testament is filled with the miracles of Jesus. There was the woman who had the issue of blood in Luke chapter 8. I love that story because the Bible said she had suffered from many physicians for, I believe it was 12 years. And along comes Jesus. And she said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. The Bible says she pushed through the crowd that day. And when she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she was immediately healed. Immediately healed. Now, there was Peter who healed the crippled man at the temple gate. Remember that? The man, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto you. And he healed the man, allowing him to walk again. Then there's miracles of provision. Boy, I've encountered that in my life time and time again when I really needed a financial miracle and God supplied supernaturally. Manna from heaven. In Exodus chapter 16, the children of Israel needed food. And what did God do? He supplied them with manna every morning and fed his children. And in Matthew chapter 14, I love the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000, one of my favorite places to go when I visit the land of Israel, and I'm going again this December. But I love to go to the mountain where Jesus fed 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children, with just five loaves and two fish. How about the widow who had the oil and that kept multiplying, and the prophet told her to go get all the jars she could get. And she kept filling them, and her oil never ran dry, and she always had more than enough. God supernaturally supplied her. Oh, then there's miracles of resurrection in the Bible. Times when our dreams have died, I want you to know God can resurrect those dreams. Times when you feel like you're never going to break through, and God brings a miracle of resurrection. Elijah raised the widow's son in 1 Kings chapter 17. And that great story in John 11 when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Talk about an impossible situation, death. And Jesus brought Lazarus back to life again. And of course, his own resurrection in Matthew chapter 28, you'll read the story of Jesus being raised from the dead. What a great miracle that was. But you might be thinking today, Keith, what are the purpose of miracles? I mean, miracles are not just about supernatural power. They've got to have a purpose. Listen, friend, miracles reveal who God is, and they invite his people to trust in him. And throughout the scriptures, miracles served these key purposes. Let me share them with you. Number one, to reveal God's glory. Every miracle points back to God being a great God. Jesus often performed miracles so that people would believe in him. In John chapter 2 and verse 11, it says, "This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee," this is when he turned the water into wine, "and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him." If there's anything that will definitely cause you to just believe in God, it's when you see a miracle. How about to strengthen our faith? Sometimes miracles come just to strengthen our faith. And listen, friends, seeing God work in supernatural ways strengthens the faith of believers. Jesus said in Mark chapter 16 and verse 17 and 18, he said, "These signs shall follow those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well." And then sometimes miracles just come to show God's compassion, just to let you know he cares about you. Many of the miracles that Jesus did just showed the compassion and his deep love he had for people. In Matthew chapter 14 and verse 14, it says this, "When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and he healed the sick." Sometimes miracles come also to bring salvation. I've seen throughout the years God do miracles in people's lives just to bring them to understanding his saving grace. In John chapter 4, In verse 39, it said, many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. But the question may be on your mind today, Keith, all this is great, but do miracles still happen today? See, some people believe that miracles were only for biblical times, that they ceased with the death of the last apostle. But Jesus said this in John 14, 12. He said, very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. So Jesus said, for those who believe in him, they'll see miracles. They'll even see greater miracles than Jesus did when he was here on the earth because he went back to the Father. See, today, people all around the world still encounter and experience God's miracle power. There are healings that take place instantly, and some of them take time. Supernatural provision, where God supernaturally brings in the amount of money that you need. And you know what? God's still at work today, just like he was in the days of the Bible. I remember when I was 7 years old, I first learned that miracles weren't just stories from the Bible, that they could happen to ordinary people. It started with a small cyst that grew on the bottom of my right foot. At first, it was just an annoyance. It bothered me and something I didn't barely notice. But as time passed, it grew and it became painful. The doctors decided to surgically remove it, and they did. And my family thought that was the end of it, but not long after that, the cyst came back. My mother had just started attending a little church on the edge of town that believed that God healed today. And she had seen it firsthand because her best friend, Maxine, had been diagnosed with cancer. But after prayer, the cancer was gone completely, and she lived about another 50 years. And that makes you wonder, wow, if God can do a miracle like that, can he intervene in my situation? Well, one night during the church service, the pastor gave an altar call for anyone who needed healing. My mom didn't hesitate. She took me by the hand and led me forward. And I wasn't sure what to expect. Standing in front of that congregation, I felt small. I was nervous. And honestly, I was quite embarrassed when the pastor took my sock and shoe off. But when the pastor prayed and asked for God to heal my foot, I felt a warmth. I felt God's presence, but nothing appeared to happen. But the cyst was still there. And as a child with childlike faith, I expected that cyst to be gone immediately, but it wasn't. And on the way home, I asked my mom why nothing changed. And she replied to me, sometimes miracles take time. You know what? That night, as I laid in bed, my mind was filled with wonder. And I knew I believed in the power of prayer. I knew God had done something, but I couldn't help feeling a little disappointed. Hadn't I done everything right? Hadn't he prayed right? But I wasn't healed. You know, the next morning when I woke up with an expectancy and I reached for my foot and my fingers searched for that familiar lump, but my foot was smooth. I reached over thinking something must have been wrong. And I grabbed the other foot and it was smooth as well. And then I bolted and screamed for my mom, it's gone. It's gone. It's really gone. And she rushed in and I told her what had happened. And I had encountered a miracle that night. The cyst that had stubbornly stayed there even after surgery, it came back, but God made it disappear overnight without even a trace. While this was the first miracle I had ever encountered in my life, it would not be the last. God, again and again, has done miracles over the course of my lifetime. And my friend, I believe in miracles. They truly happen to ordinary people just like you and just like me. Thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil. All week long, we're talking about miracles and how God still does miracles today. I'd love to hear from you if you are a listener to this show or this radio program, or you listen to the podcast, drop me a note. Go by my website at wenedgod.com or email me at keithmanley@me.com. Walk in grace.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at wenedgod.com Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.